Your dog had 10 puppies.
Yes, ma'am.
You wanted a dog.
Yes.
Your husband did not.
He gave his cousin the pick of the litter.
When she showed up, she knew exactly which one she wanted. I mean, she looked right at it and said, I'll take that one.
You didn't charge your cousin any money?
Absolutely not, ma'am.
Now he's being hounded by her ex.
You want him to give you $800 for a dog that you never paid for, nor did you want, or didn't belong to you.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 25-year-old Mario Cruz is suing his wife's cousin, Guy Adams, for the return of a dog Guy had given to him and his wife. Guy says Mario abused and neglected the dog, so he took it back.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 128 on the calendar in the matter of Cruz versus Adams.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat, please.
Mr. Cruz, who is this young lady?
My wife, sir.
Great. Stand up, please. Mrs. Cruz, I'm going to start with you. You wanted a dog.
Yes.
Your husband did not.
He did.
No, he didn't. Even he says he didn't.
In the beginning.
You wanted a dog. Your husband, in November of 2011, did not.
Yes.
Right. The defendant here is a cousin of yours?
Yes.
And his dog had puppies?
Yes.
You wanted a puppy very badly?
Yes.
Do you have children?
Yes.
How old are they?
She's three.
What kind of dog did your cousin have?
Jack Russell.
A Jack Russell Terrier and a Chihuahua mix, ma'am.
We used to call that a mutt.
Yeah.
And your dog had 10 puppies?
Yes, ma'am.
Before you went over to look at the puppies, did you ask your husband whether he wanted the dog? The answer is no. Right?
Yes.
You didn't. But then you brought the puppy home.
Yes.
And he agreed to let you keep it.
Yes.
Is that what happened?
Yes.
I'm not putting words in your mouth. I'm just making it so that you're not going to tell me a fib. Yes. We understand each other?
Yes.
When you went over to your cousin's house, did you take your daughter with you?
No.
You went over alone?
Yes.
Where was your daughter?
At home with my husband.
Where did you tell your husband you were going?
To go see puppies at my cousin's house.
And what did he say to you?
He said, okay.
Did you tell him you were bringing one home?
No.
What did he say when you brought it home?
He said he was cute and he liked the dog.
So you went to your cousin's house. You physically took the puppy.
Yes.
Did you sell these puppies to other people?
Ma'am.
You gave them away?
Some people showed up not looking all that responsible. And the only thing I could think of is just to ask for a few bucks to make sure that they, you know, had a few bucks in their pocket. And the most I asked for was $30. And
fine. That's okay. That's not unreasonable. Has the dog had more than one litter?
Yes. The first one was planned, and all the dogs had homes before they were even born. And the second one was an accident.
Was an accident?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. I took in another dog who I thought was way too young to have puppies, but he knew what to do.
That was the Chihuahua?
Yes, ma'am. I got him from a liquor store, and he was going to go get fixed a week later, you know, and didn't make it.
You didn't charge your cousin any money?
Absolutely not, ma'am.
Because you knew that you were giving it to a good home? Tell me about the conversation when she came over to look at the dog.
She was just ecstatic. I mean, when she showed up, she knew exactly which one she wanted. I mean, she looked right at it and said, I'll take that one. And I was like, oh, well, this one's really nice, too. No, I'll take that one, you know. So she really liked the dog right away, immediately. And we took it outside. Dogs ran around for a while. She said, yep, definitely want that one. And she left with her
mom.
So
you surprised your husband with it?
Yes.
See how easy that was? Now, that was in November or December?
November.
And when did you and your husband separate?
April.
Who left the marital home?
He? I did.
You did. Why?
We were arguing too much.
Did the arguing ever become physical?
No.
Were the police ever called?
No.
Where did you go?
With my mom, her house.
Did your husband agree that you leave the house with your daughter?
Yes.
Did you agree that she leave the house?
Yeah.
I personally moved all her stuff out the first time she moved out. She's scared of this guy.
When did she move out the first time?
It was, you know, a couple years ago. Maybe 2 years.
Was this the first time you left him?
Yes.
He says it wasn't the first time you left him, that he helped you move out once before.
The first time he helped me move out.
But
and when was that?
I don't know the date.
But before April?
Yes.
So you've left your husband before?
Yes.
Because of arguing?
Yes.
From what I hear, it was physical.
When you moved out in April, what did you do with the dog?
I just left it there.
Why?
I was gonna go back for it.
When?
When I finish unpacking my stuff.
You mean the same day or the next day?
The next day.
So you were going to go back for your dog?
Yes.
Did you go back for your dog?
No.
Why not?
My mother went back for the dog, not me.
Did you ask your mother to go back for the dog?
No.
Of course you did. What was she doing in your house if you didn't ask her to go back for the dog?
She went to go get more stuff of mine there.
So you asked her to go get more things for you?
Yes.
Why didn't you go yourself?
I didn't want to see him.
Because you were afraid of him. So your mother went back there. Was she supposed to bring the dog?
No.
Well, you just told me she was. You said, I didn't go back the next day. My mother went back to get him. That's what you just told me. If you tell the truth, you don't have to have a good memory.
She just went back to get my stuff and not the dog. I didn't tell her to go get the dog back.
She had seen that the dog was left and...
Shh. If you were planning to go back and get the dog the next day, why didn't you do that?
I wasn't finished unpacking my stuff.
This is the little puppy that you loved, that you took home, right?
Yes, I was gonna go back and get him.
So why didn't you?
I just didn't unfinish packing my stuff.
Yeah, you're ridiculous. You're ridiculous. Anyway, you got a phone call probably from her mother and say, come get the dog?
My mother.
And you did?
From my mom's, yes.
From your mother's house?
My mother went to go get it from my aunt.
From the marital home or from her mother's home?
I'm not sure, ma'am, but all I do
was
know...
Was the dog brought back to your mother's house?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. The dog was brought back to your mother's house where you were unpacking.
Yes.
All right, let's get the story straight. So you were there when his mother came to pick up the dog?
Yes.
That would be a yes.
Could I say something?
No. The reason we're here, sir, and the reason your wife is being put through this grilling is because you're ridiculous. You are ridiculous. You're suing because he found a good home for a dog that was clearly being neglected by the two of you, because he says, I'm not giving you back the dog. The dog's in a good home. You want him to give you $800 for a dog that you never paid for, nor did you want, or didn't belong to you. It don't belong to her. It was her dog. That's why your wife is going through all of this miserableness with me. Because you brought this ridiculous lawsuit. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
Great! Terrific. April, May, June, July. Where have you been?
I've been taking care of the dog, and like we took care of it and stuff like that. It was good.
I'm very, very glad. Go find yourself another dog. Find a cousin who has another litter. And if you didn't want his mother to take the dog, you would have said, don't take the dog. I'm going to take care of it.
She requested my mom pick it up. She said, it's the pound or my mom's.
Goodbye, folks. Get a life. Thank you.
All parties are excused. You may step out.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Foy versus Bangura. Step forward.
Leslie Foy is suing her goddaughter, Monique Bangura, for damaging a car that was rented in her name.
Miss Bangura, who do you work for?
Accountancy Lane.
What is that?
It's an accounting business.
What do you do for them?
I'm a secretary.
How long have you been working for them?
For about 1 year.
When did you start working for them?
I don't remember the approximate date I started working.
You mean you don't remember the exact date?
Yes.
Not the approximate date.
Well,
the approximate
date. Thank you for the correction. I appreciate it.
That's about 7 months ago.
Yes.
Prior to that, who did you work for?
NYU.
What is that?
A cancer center.
What did you do for them?
I was a receptionist as well.
And how long did you have that job?
For about 6 months. It was a temporary position.
And did you leave that job to go to the accounting firm?
Yes.
So that you've worked continuously over the last year?
I've always, yes.
And you are paid from both of those companies by check?
Of course.
Who did you live with during that period of time?
My boyfriend.
Did you pay rent?
No.
Did you have a car?
Yes.
What kind of car?
A Honda.
What happened to the car?
Well, we broke up and he took back the car.
So it was his car?
Yes.
When you were working at these places where you received paychecks, how did you deposit the paychecks?
In the bank.
In your checking account?
Yes.
How long have you had that checking account?
About 3 to 4 years.
When you open up a checking account, you usually get either a debit card or a credit card. Mm-hmm. Why did you choose to get neither?
Because I just have bad spending habits. I love to shop, and that's the reason why I didn't.
I don't necessarily believe that.
Yes, if you ever seen my closet,
I
do shop a lot.
That's what you're telling me. I know what you're telling me, but I know that somebody who has a constant work history, who's paid by check, usually has, at least for emergencies, some sort of an emergency card in their wallet so that they could buy something if they absolutely needed it, either by way of a debit card or whatever. This is what this case is about.
Honestly, I'm
not speaking to you now.
Okay. Judge Judy continues in a moment.
If you wanted to both do the right thing, you could have gone into the place together.
I understand, but I told her to get insurance, and I gave
you
her the money.
Just a second.
I'm talking.
No, you're not talking. I'm talking.
And later today.
She redecorated your room, and you hate it. Don't look so pained.
I'm sorry.
Did she kill your dog?
No, but she
destroyed. Did she kill your dog?
No, ma'am. She destroyed my house. She had like a stoner party in there, and it looks ridiculous.
Okay.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Leslie Foy says her goddaughter, Monique Bangura, owes for damages to a car that was rented in her name.
Now, this is what the case is about. This is your goddaughter. According to you, she called you one day and said, I don't have a car. I want to run some errands. Could you please rent a car for me? I don't have a credit card, but just take care of it and I'll pay for it.
Yes.
You were foolish enough and you did that.
Yes.
Because you filled out paperwork indicating who was going to be the driver.
Correct.
Who? Was
me.
Going
I
you.
Was, yes.
You didn't list any other driver.
No.
And when you listed yourself as a driver, they asked you for your driver's license.
Yes.
And you gave them your driver's license.
Yes.
Because what you did when you filled out the paperwork was, you filled out the paperwork and said, I am going to be the only driver on this car, right?
Yes, right.
Here is my driver's license.
Correct.
And then you went outside, and a little while later, you turned the car over to your goddaughter,
yes.
Miss Bangura, because that was your plan to turn it over to her.
Yes.
That was the arrangement. You were going to turn it over to her, and according to you, you said to her, you have to go put your name on the contract.
Yes.
But when you filled out the contract indicating that you were going to be the only driver, that was a lie.
Yes.
Well, you think that we're going to help you? Courts are not going to help you. Because what happened is, she kept the car a long time, and then she returned the car finally damaged.
Correct.
And she had not gone in and filled out the paperwork, had not put her name on the contract, had not shown them her license. And you know who enabled her to do that?
I did.
Correct. Did you pay the car company for the damage to the car?
Not yet, no.
Somebody's going to do it, but you don't get rewarded by courts for going in to a reputable car dealership that tries to do the right thing, because as far as they know, she has no driving license.
Right.
She's had her license suspended. That's why they ask you, who's going to be driving the car? You have the contract?
Yes.
I want to take a look at it.
Judge, can I speak?
Listen to me. So far, you're a winner, so you don't have to say anything.
I just want to say
so far, you're a winner.
Okay.
You don't have to say anything.
Thank you.
That doesn't mean you did the right thing, because you participated in this fraud. The fraud of knowing that the car was not going to be driven by the plaintiff. You asked her to get the car for you. Now, you could have, if you wanted to both do the right thing, you could have gone into the place together. Together. Were too busy.
I understand, but I told her to get insurance, and I gave
you
her the money.
Just a second.
I'm talking.
No, you're not talking. I'm talking.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
Did you paint her room with the peace sign?
Yes, I did.
Great. Okay. And that's your bedroom? Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. What
I'm
she
speaking
did like?
1, 2, 3,
okay. Yes,
4,
ma'am.
5, 6.
Sorry.
It's not show and tell. You're not 4.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Leslie Foy says her goddaughter, Monique Bangura, owes for damages to a car that was rented in her name.
I'm talking. I don't care what you told her. My problem starts right at the beginning. when you conspired, the two of you.
We didn't conspire.
Yes, you did.
She called me. It was,
you don't
the
understand.
Place was almost closing. Who and she said
say,
that she would
look
come
at me,
back.
Watch my mouth. No. Okay. Sorry, I'll meet you there in the morning.
You're right.
But you don't say, well, sure, I'll go over there and I'll fill out the paperwork quickly. That's conspiracy. You don't like the word, but that's what it is. You conspired with each other to go in and fill out this paperwork because I can read you in every place where it says you're going to be the only driver.
Right.
And you knew that that wasn't true. They even ask you, I certify that the driver's license or licenses presented is currently valid and is not suspended, expired, revoked, canceled, or surrendered. They want to make very certain who's driving their car. That's why they ask you to look at it. Look at you, look at your license, see if it's the same picture. That's fraud. And I'm not helping you.
Okay.
Toodaloo.
Toodaloo.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry, excuse. You may step out.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Stepp versus Pearson. Step forward.
Claudette Stepp is suing her sister, Denise Pearson, for painting and redecorating her bedroom without her permission.
This is your sister. You asked her to watch your dog when you were going away. She said she would watch your dog. She stayed at your house. And your $5,000 complaint is she redecorated your room and
without
you hate it. And you hate it. She redecorated your room.
Without my permission.
Don't look so pained.
I'm sorry.
Did she kill your dog?
No, but she destroyed
it. Did she kill your dog?
No, ma'am. She destroyed my house. She had like a stoner party in there, and it looks ridiculous.
Okay. So you want her to be responsible to you for the tune of $5,000?
I didn't give her permission.
I'm speaking.
Sorry.
Speaking.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
Great.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. How do you steak 'em? Steak 'em stir fry. Steak 'em nachos. Steak 'em wraps. How do you steak 'em? Tell us and win on Facebook.
Riders by Lee slender stretch denim holds its shape and flatters mine all day. From Saturday morning soccer to a Saturday night on the town. Riders by Lee. They instantly slim you.
Real cases. Real people. Judge Judy. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Now, she acknowledges that she didn't have permission. She says you really should have loved her work, and she's counterclaiming for her supplies that she used. Well, that's dismissed.
Thank you.
Now, show me the pictures of before and after in your house. When you left...
When I left.
And when you came home.
Okay, well, see, this is before she did all the damage she did. This is
right.
One of my pictures. I took a picture of my dog. But that's before she did all the damage. And that is
right, so this is a picture of your room with your little dog in the room.
Right.
I'm sorry. Now show me what the room looked like when she finished.
It had black lights. I had a... Okay, sorry. She smokes
very great water. Black light is the black light she does. So what your ship? I'm speaking.
Sorry, ma'am.
Is that another picture you
want
me to look
at? Yes, ma'am, it is. Here you go. That was an antique, a nightstand right there.
No,
she destroyed. Yes, it was.
Well, listen to me. You don't have a picture of this before,
no.
Do you?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Because what is here, you have this table covered with a cloth.
True.
And I assume you covered the table with a cloth because if it was an antique, wonderful table, you would have exposed it so that you could have enjoyed. Speak.
Yes, ma'am.
Not
true. But
true.
It just matched my bedspread, so I had
it's
that.
It's pinewood.
It's antique.
So your room has to be painted. Did you paint her room with the peace sign?
Purple. Yes, I did.
Great. Okay. And that's your bedroom? Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. Look,
I'm
she did
speaking.
Right.
One, two, three.
Okay. Yes,
four,
ma'am.
Five, six.
Sorry.
It's not show and tell. You're not four. So your room has to be painted. What color was it before she painted it?
White.
Just a sec. Before she left you with the dog, did she tell you to paint her room?
She was
not. That's either a yes.
No.
Or a no. Good. And you should be able to find somebody to do that for you for $500. Judgment for the plaintiff. Thank you. That's all.
Excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
When
when I got home, there was a big hookah on the nightstand. And I figured, oh boy.
There was a hookah, but that's fruit. You could smoke fruit out of that.
I looked in my room. I couldn't believe it. It was like Woodstock nightmare.
It's not just pot or whatever they say.
Never gave her permission to get stoned and get high and paint my walls purple.
I thought I would surprise her with some love and peace.
She thought I would be surprised and happy for, you know, this is what I did for your birthday. I'm like,
well, I thought I was going to surprise her, but after I realized, you know, how much it hurt her, I guess I was wrong. I should have, you know, asked her.
I didn't stay in the room. I stayed on the couch. I couldn't. It's like, oh, my God, it's horrible.
But it was. I truly meant to do it for her birthday and be a surprise.
We are not talking for a while.
Well, right now, we're not talking. She actually kicked me out of the house, and for her dog, you know, I miss her dog. That's about it.